Let's switch topics to discuss fog in low stratus. A nighttime method for identifying low clouds involves the brightness temperature differences between the window channel, 10.7 micrometers on legacy GOES, or 10.3 micrometers, band 13 on GOES RAVI, and the shortwave infrared channel on both, 3.9 micrometers. Clouds made of water droplets are not blackbody emitters of 3.9 micrometer radiation. Thus, brightness temperatures computed from the radiance sensed by the satellite, a computation that assumes blackbody emissions, will be colder than reality. In contrast, clouds made of water droplets are more nearly blackbody emitters at wavelengths around 10 or 11 micrometers, so the computed brightness temperatures of those wavelengths are closer to reality. Taking the difference between the two values highlights clouds made of water droplets, that is, stratus. That's shown in the color enhancement, and also in the inset using legacy data that shows a cross-section from fog to cirrus. Computed brightness temperatures between shortwave and longwave wavelengths are different because of these emissivity differences. Note that cirrus temperatures are different as well because of subpixel effects that have been described in other satellite foundational courses for GOES-R. The problem is stratus and fog can look very similar from the top of the cloud deck. It's very hard for the satellite to view the cloud base.